Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Like that, you go from a bulldog to a bear.
Yes, sir.
Right? That's the life of an NFL rookie. Is your head spinning a little bit?
It was spinning. It was a dream that I've been dreaming for a long time.
Hey, Leonard, congratulations. This is Coach Fox. You excited? I hear a bunch of noise back there.
You know, being drafted by the Bears was made it even more special because I've been liking the Bears this whole draft process.
You must have really hit it off with them to have that kind of reaction because, if I'm not mistaken, you had a lot of visits.
I had 9 visits, 7 workouts, and it's quite a bit. But I'm glad I got drafted by the Bears. They always showed the most interest from the beginning, so I feel like they wanted me the most.
Can't wait to get up here. I can't stop smiling, huh?
You know, in scheme specific, too, you had to do some of your own homework, I'd imagine.
Yes, sir.
You've always been a 3-4 guy. Was that also an attractive aspect of it for you?
I've been playing 3-4 my whole college career, and the Bears just switched to a 3-4, and I fit right into their scheme.
The one thing I noticed that, A, you make a lot of plays, that's a fact, but, man, you get up and you are exuberant after every single big play you make.
I can't help it. Even if I try to contain it, it's going to come out after every play I make. It's just me feeling good after a big play. I feel like every play I make is a big one. So,
how would you describe some of the best things you do on the field on a Sunday, now on a Sunday?
I type the game the way a winner should win no matter what. That's my mentality. I bring a lot of speed to the game, bring a lot of passion, hard work.
You have long arms, 34-inch,
yes,
nearly 34-inch arms, okay? That's fantastic to play in the front 7, first of all. How do you use those to your advantage?
I get my hands on them first, using them, the quickness with my hands, like being fast with my hands, getting the blocker's hands off me. Yeah, that's my biggest asset.
Butkus Award winner, and now you're in the home of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, linebacker in NFL history, Dick Butkus. Does that give you goosebumps at all? Does it make you feel like you want to throw on the pads right now?
It gives me the feeling of expectations that I want to reach with all the great linebackers that's going to be in the Chicago Bear. I want to one day be listed with those names that you listed as the Chicago Bears greats.
You look good in navy blue and orange?
Yes, sir.
You're going to, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
When you walked around, what'd you think about this place and seeing all the history?
This definitely a history-rich organization, which I really like because my college, Georgia, is the same way, tradition. I feel like it's better playing football when you know you got history that you got to live up to.
When did this day become a reality to you?
Probably my freshman year of college. I started that freshman year. I knew I had a pretty good chance of maybe one day playing in the NFL.
If I asked some of your closest friends to describe your personality, what do you think they would say?
They'll say I'm lovable, I'm energetic, I'm always positive.
What do you like to do besides football?
I like to watch movies. I'm a big movie guy. I like to hang out with my friends, play with my son.
Tell us about your son. How old?
He's 1. His name is Carter. He's a little bundle of joy. He can be bad at times, though. Yeah.
Like all little kids, right?
Yeah.
It changes your life, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you balance that as a young man just graduating college and coming over to the NFL now?
I try to take it one day at a time. Try to be the best dad I can be every day.
Can you tell me what it was like when word came down you were going to be the Bears draft pick? They moved up to get you. What the family thought?
Yeah, my family, they was so excited. They were so happy. To me, I was like, this is the perfect situation because the Bears running 3-4, and I know a 3-4 scheme already pretty much. And then the coaching staff, we just vibe together. I feel like this was the perfect spot.